KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look for increasing cloudiness today at a high of 64. Winds out of the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, authorities in Montgomery County report two separate drug-related arrests took place on Sunday. At around 9:50 p.m., Red Oak police arrested 37-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt of Red Oak for possession of drug paraphernalia and violation of a no-contact order. Reinhardt was taken into custody in a 300 block of 2nd Avenue and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And at around 5:15 p.m. Sunday, deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested 23-year-old Adam L. Schmidt of Lincoln, Nebraska, for possession of marijuana. Schmidt was brought to Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $1,000 cash bond. Red Oak police reported Sunday that they arrested 37-year-old Daniel Bruce Clemens Jr. of Red Oak at around 6:15 p.m. Saturday on a charge of simple assault. Clemens Jr. was taken into custody at the intersection of Eastern and Summit Streets in connection with an incident that allegedly occurred in the 200 block of East Knuckles Street. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Council Bluffs police are investigating a shots fired incident. Authorities say that around 8 a.m. Sunday, officers responded to several 911 calls about shots being fired in the 600 block of Stutzman. A white, possibly Chevy pickup truck was seen leaving the area at a high rate of speed. Upon arrival, officers located several vehicles and a residence that had been hit by gunfire. Officers checked the area and made contact with residents to make sure there was no one hurt. And as of the last report, they had reported no injuries. The area was closed off to traffic while Council Bluffs Crime Lab processed the scene and collected evidence. Anyone with information with regard to the incident is urged to contact Council Bluffs Police at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said over the weekend that a two-vehicle accident happened on Interstate 29 Friday. At around 11:54 a.m., deputies responded to the accident on the northbound ramp of I-29 and Highway 2. After investigation, it was discovered a vehicle driven by 28-year-old Abigail Williams of Grand Lake, Colorado, was northbound on the off-ramp and rear-ended a vehicle driven by 59-year-old Susan Breedlove of College Station, Texas. Williams was taken to Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg with minor injuries. Breedlove and a passenger refused medical treatment at the scene. Charges are pending further investigation of the accident. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Percival Fire and Rescue and Sydney Fire and Rescue. Authorities have released the name of a man who was shot to death in northwest Iowa. Plymouth County Sheriff's officials identified the man as 40-year-old Jeremy Hebert. The county sheriff's office said he was shot early Friday morning at a residence about 5 miles northeast of Akron. Arriving deputies found Hebert suffering from the gunshot wound, and he was taken to a Sioux City hospital where he died. 33-year-old Becky Hebert was arrested later Friday in Lamar's and has been charged with second-degree murder. A Sioux City man convicted in August of attempted murder for firing more than a dozen shots at a Woodbury County sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to 25 years in prison, the maximum he could get. 25-year-old Melvin Spencer was sentenced Friday in Woodbury County District Court. Prosecutors say Spencer fired 16 shots at Deputy Mike Lentz on February 26th following a vehicle chase. Lentz wasn't hit, but at least 5 rounds struck his patrol vehicle. Lentz returned fire, and Spencer, who fled on foot, while Lentz attended to a passenger in Spencer's vehicle who had been shot and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Spencer was arrested 3 hours later when police converged on him. A bankruptcy petition filed by a California-based developer of a 12-story historic Art Deco building in downtown Sioux City has been dismissed. The move paves the way for foreclosure proceedings on the Badgero building to resume. A federal judge in California last week granted Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust motion to dismiss the bankruptcy filing by Mako One Corporation of Carlsbad, California. The bank filed for foreclosure on the Badgero building in April, saying that Mako, its managing partner Bruce DeBolt, and two other limited liability companies defaulted on a $6 million bond agreement to help finance work to renovate the building. The bank said at the time that it was owed more than $4.4 million. The Badgero building was built in 1933 and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. And two people have been arrested in connection with a string of robberies of men in Omaha who thought they were meeting a woman they had messaged on a dating application. Omaha police say one of the suspects was linked to the robberies after he sold stolen cell phones at a kiosk and used one of the victim's credit cards. The second suspect was arrested after a search warrant was served. Several items linked to the robberies, including two guns, were found. The second suspect was arrested after a search warrant was served. And once the suspects have both been charged in connection with seven robberies and one attempted robbery. Court documents say all but one of the victims used the dating application called Plenty of Fish, but instead of a woman, they met the robbers. In the funeral announcements, Elizabeth K. Anderson, age 100, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Elizabeth Anderson will be today at 10:30 at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Manley Young, age 89, of Greenfield and formerly of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at his home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Manley Young will be today at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Ronald Charles Keating, age 86, of Stewart and formerly of Casey, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ronald Keating will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. And Joseph Reinig, age 93, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Joseph S. Reinig will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen.